Welcome back to the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a potentially game-changing development from the Bank of Japan, the whispers that their interest rate hiking cycle might extend beyond 0.75%.
That's right. It sounds technical, but this could signal a major shift away from Japan's decades of ultra-loose monetary policy. It's not just about one move, it's about the duration and depth of a policy pivot we've been anticipating for a long time.
Exactly. When you hear likely extending beyond 0.75%, that likely is key. It's not a definitive decree, but it shows a strong internal leaning. It implies a growing consensus that more tightening will be necessary, and that current benchmarks might just be a stepping stone.
It suggests a thoughtful, evolving process within the bank's corridors, rather than a pre-announced strategy. This kind of internal deliberation happening before official policy is a powerful indicator of their future direction.
And the 0.75% figure itself is intriguing. Is it a soft cap, a market-perceived barrier, or just a temporary reference point? For years, Japan has been synonymous with negative or near-zero rates, so any move beyond that, especially with the expectation of exceeding it, signals a fundamental recalibration of their policy framework.
It really does. And when we compare this potential trajectory to past normalization attempts, it feels different. Japan has flirted with exiting ultra-loose policies before, only to retreat due to deflationary pressures or fragile recoveries.
This time, though, there seems to be more confidence. Perhaps it's the hard-won lessons from those past attempts, suggesting the underlying economic conditions are now robust enough for sustained higher rates. A timid approach might not be enough to embed sustainable inflation and wage growth.
And that widely expected move next week is just the headline, the immediate action. This internal discussion about exceeding 0.75% frames that move as the opening act, not the climax. It sets the stage for a longer narrative of normalization.
Precisely. It's a clear signal that the BOJ's economic assessment has shifted. They're moving from viewing inflation as transient and imported to seeing it, and crucially, wage growth, as more persistent and domestically driven.
Let's dive into the first section, the shifting sands of inflation, from imported costs to domestic drivers. For so long, Japan's inflation story was about oil prices, raw materials, and a weak yen impacting import costs.
But the real game changer, the reason for considering rates beyond 0.75%, is the emergence of what the BOJ has been hoping for, domestically generated inflation. This isn't just about prices rising, it's about the underlying drivers becoming more entrenched.
We're talking about the potential for wage price spirals. Rising wages lead to higher business costs, which lead to higher consumer prices, prompting further wage demands. It's a virtuous cycle that Japan has struggled to achieve for decades.
To confirm this shift, the BOJ is scrutinizing wage growth data intensely. They're not just looking at headline nominal increases, but dissecting real wage growth. Are wages actually outpacing inflation? They're looking for broad-based hikes, not just isolated pockets.
And they're examining the nature of these increases. Are they one-off bonuses, or are they structural, embedded in base pay? This granular analysis is crucial to see if the wage growth is sustainable and can fuel broader inflationary pressures.
Then there's corporate behavior. The BOJ is watching for signs that companies are finally willing to pass costs on to consumers. This signals a change in wage setting and price setting behavior, moving away from the deflationary mindset.
When firms feel confident enough in demand and their market position to raise prices and grant meaningful wage increases, it's a powerful sign that economic dynamics are shifting. It creates the very environment the BOJ has aimed for.
The role of the yen is also critical here. A persistently weak yen fuels imported inflation. But as the BOJ considers higher rates, the yen's dynamic might shift. Higher rates could make the yen more attractive, potentially stemming its depreciation.
This presents a complex trade-off. A stronger yen could curb imported inflation, but a too rapid appreciation could hurt exporters. The BOJ is weighing how a stronger yen fits into their broader inflation and growth goals.
And on the demand side, while much inflation has been cost push, the BOJ is watching consumer sentiment and spending. Is demand picking up enough to create demand pull inflation? Are consumers willing to spend more, creating a self-sustaining loop?
If inflation remains primarily cost-driven, it's precarious. But if demand contributes, it strengthens the case for sustained tightening. The willingness to consider rates beyond 0.75% suggests a growing conviction that Japan is exiting its deflationary slumber, driven by a more robust, self-sustaining inflationary environment.
Moving on to Section 2, Global Ripples, the carry trade in shifting liquidity. This policy shift doesn't happen in a vacuum. Any significant move by a major central bank like the BOJ sends ripples across the globe.
And the prospect of higher Japanese rates has profound implications for the yen carry trade. For years, investors borrowed cheaply in yen and invested elsewhere. Rising Japanese rates increase the cost of borrowing yen, making this strategy less attractive.
This unwinding could lead to a strengthening yen as investors sell foreign assets to repay yen loans. It could also create volatility in global markets as these capital flows reverse. We need to watch cross-currency basis swaps closely.
If the cost of obtaining yen increases, it signals tightening liquidity conditions, affecting everything from corporate funding to derivative pricing. It's a complex domino effect.
Comparing the BOJ's projected path to the aggressive tightening by the Fed and ECB, Japan seems to be charting a more gradual course. Are they playing catch-up or charting a unique course to avoid destabilizing their own economy?
It's likely a combination of both. They recognize global inflation trends but are deeply cautious due to Japan's own economic history. The yen itself is a crucial barometer in this scenario.
How does the BOJ view the yen's exchange rate now? Is a stronger yen a desired outcome to curb imported inflation, or a potential side effect they must manage to protect export competitiveness?
The BOJ's stance on the yen will be a key indicator of their priorities. A more hawkish BOJ, even with a gradual approach, could have significant ripple effects on global risk assets.
Markets accustomed to cheap Japanese funding and predictable capital flows may need to reassess. Higher yields in Japan could draw some capital back home or reduce the incentive to seek higher returns elsewhere funded by yen borrowing.
Ultimately, the BOJ's policy shift, even if gradual, has significant global financial implications. It challenges long-held assumptions about perpetually low Japanese interest rates and the capital flows they generated.
It suggests a potential recalibration of global investment strategies and a reassessment of the yen's role in international finance. This isn't just a domestic story, it's global.
Now, let's shift focus to Section 3, Domestic Repercussions, Corporations, Banks, and the Debt Burden. The implications for Japan's economy, businesses, and households are multifaceted.
For Japanese corporations, especially those with significant debt taken on during the ultra-low rate era, higher borrowing costs present a clear challenge. Increased interest expenses could squeeze margins and impact investment decisions.
This could lead to a period of deleveraging, where companies prioritize paying down debt over expansion. It's a necessary, but potentially painful, adjustment for many.
The banking sector might see some benefits, though. As net interest margins potentially widen, profitability could improve. However, they must remain vigilant about asset quality as default risks could rise.
The BOJ will be closely monitoring the health of the banking system to ensure the transition to higher rates doesn't create systemic risks. It's a delicate balance for the financial institutions.
Perhaps the most significant domestic concern is the Japanese government's colossal debt pile. Japan has the highest debt-to-GDP ratio among developed economies.
As interest rates rise, the cost of servicing this debt will inevitably increase. This puts pressure on the government's budget, potentially crowding out spending on other critical areas.
This raises serious questions about long-term fiscal sustainability in a higher rate environment. It's a ticking clock that the BOJ's policy moves can't ignore.
For households, it's a tale of two cities. Savers might finally see modest increases in interest income, a welcome relief. But for borrowers, especially those with variable rate loans, higher payments will reduce disposable income.
This dichotomy could create a widening gap, impacting consumer sentiment and spending patterns in complex ways. It's not a uniform impact across the population.
The real estate market is another area poised for adjustment. Higher borrowing costs tend to dampen property demand, potentially cooling values, especially in overvalued markets.
While this might help first-time homebuyers, it could impact property owners and developers. The move beyond 0.75% signals normalization, but the uneven impact requires careful observation and potential policy responses.
Let's move on to Section 4, Navigating the Tightrope, Risks and Communication. As the BOJ contemplates this path, they face a delicate balancing act.
The primary objective is guiding inflation towards 2% without jeopardizing financial stability or derailing the recovery. The risks of policy error are significant. Moving too quickly could cause a recession, too slowly could entrench inflation.
And communication strategy will be absolutely paramount. In this uncharted territory, clear, consistent, and forward-looking communication is essential to manage market expectations and prevent undue volatility.
Any ambiguity or mixed signals could lead to market overreactions, making the central bank's job even harder. They need to be incredibly precise in their messaging.
What does the end game look like for Japan? What constitutes a truly normal interest rate environment? This is a question without easy answers, especially after decades of deflationary psychology.
Reaching a state where rates reflect genuine economic growth and inflation, without triggering instability, is the ultimate goal. But obstacles like ingrained deflationary psychology and structural rigidities are numerous.
The role of fiscal policy also cannot be ignored. Government spending or tax policies can either complement or counteract the BOJ's tightening efforts. Conflicting signals could overheat the economy.
Conversely, fiscal consolidation could support the BOJ's efforts. The interaction between monetary and fiscal policy will be critical for Japan's economic transition success.
Finally, the BOJ must be aware of the potential for policy reversal. Economic conditions can change rapidly, and unforeseen shocks can emerge. What would force them to pause or reverse course?
This could happen if inflation unexpectedly cools, global headwinds intensify, or domestic financial stability comes under threat. The BOJ is undoubtedly monitoring for these signals, ensuring flexibility.
The internal contemplation of rates beyond 0.75% marks a critical juncture. It presents an opportunity for sustained economic health, but also the profound challenge of navigating unprecedented territory with careful calibration and clear communication.
Now, let's look at Section 5, the path forward, towards sustainable inflation and normalcy. The BOJ's internal discussions signify a pivotal moment, not just for Japan, but for the global financial landscape.
For decades, Japan has been an outlier with ultra-low rates and persistent deflation. This shift suggests a profound change in the central bank's assessment of its economic future, with a growing conviction that inflation is becoming more entrenched and domestically sourced.
This transition is fraught with opportunity and risk. The opportunity is achieving sustainable inflation and escaping the deflationary trap. The risks include derailing the economy or causing financial instability, especially with Japan's high government debt.
The success of this pivot hinges on several factors. First, the BOJ's ability to accurately gauge the persistence of domestic inflation, particularly wage growth. If inflation is stickier, they may need to accelerate tightening.
Conversely, if inflation moderates, they need to show willingness to pause or reverse course, managing market expectations carefully. It requires a very nimble approach.
Second, the global economic backdrop will play a major role. A synchronized global slowdown or geopolitical shocks could complicate the BOJ's efforts, forcing them to prioritize stability over aggressive tightening.
The interplay between domestic conditions and international developments will demand flexibility and responsiveness. They can't operate in a bubble.
And finally, clear and consistent communication will be indispensable. As the BOJ navigates this uncharted territory, managing market sentiment and public confidence is crucial. Any perceived lack of clarity could lead to volatility.
The journey beyond 0.75% isn't just a technical adjustment, it represents Japan's tentative steps towards a new economic era. One where sustainable growth and inflation are the guiding principles, navigated with caution and precision.
Let's wrap this up with the conclusion. The Bank of Japan's internal contemplation of extending its rate hiking cycle beyond 0.75% is a potential paradigm shift in Japanese monetary policy.
For years, Japan grappled with deflation. These signals suggest a growing confidence that the tide is turning, with domestically generated inflation and sustainable wage growth taking root. This pivot has profound implications.
Domestically, higher rates promise a recalibration. Savers may see returns, banks could benefit from wider margins. But challenges loom: debt-burdened corporations, the government's debt pile becoming more expensive to service, and potential impacts on households and the real estate market.
Globally, higher Japanese rates could unwind yen carry trades, potentially leading to yen appreciation and shifts in capital flows. Markets accustomed to cheap Japanese funding will need to adapt.
This underscores the interconnectedness of the global financial system. A policy shift in one major economy reverberates across others, forcing adaptation.
The BOJ is treading a fine line, aiming for 2% inflation without stifling recovery or jeopardizing stability. The risks of policy error are substantial. Aggressive moves could trigger recession, timid ones could entrench inflation.
Communication will be paramount. Clear, consistent messaging is essential to manage market expectations, build trust, and ensure a smooth transition. The journey to a normal rate environment is complex.
Ultimately, the BOJ's internal discussions signal a decisive step away from extreme monetary easing. It's an acknowledgement of evolving economic realities and a commitment to fostering sustainable growth.
While the path ahead is uncertain, the possibility of Japan finally escaping its deflationary past and embracing a more robust economic future is more tangible than ever. This cautious step beyond 0.75% marks a crucial new beginning.
Now, let's delve into the summary table provided. First, inflation dynamics. The strength here is the emergence of domestically driven inflation and potential wage price spirals, suggesting a sustainable shift away from deflation.
That's a key insight. Improved corporate pricing power and wage-setting behavior are definitely positive indicators. However, a challenge remains: the risk of inflation becoming too entrenched if tightening is too slow, or persistent reliance on imported inflation components.
And difficulty in achieving broad-based, real wage growth is still a concern. Moving to monetary policy stance, the strength is the indication of extending the hiking cycle beyond 0.75%, signaling a more determined pivot towards normalization.
The insight is that a gradual approach aims to balance inflation control with economic stability. The challenge, though, is navigating the endgame of normalization in a historically deflationary economy. The risk of policy error is significant.
Exactly. Then we have global financial integration. A strength is that higher Japanese rates could curb the yen carry trade, potentially strengthening the yen and reducing imported inflation. It may also lead to capital repatriation.
The insight is that this could impact global liquidity. The challenge is the potential market volatility and currency fluctuations from unwinding carry trade positions. Changes in global liquidity due to shifting yen flows need careful monitoring by international markets.
Next, domestic economic impact. A strength is the potential for increased bank profitability and better returns for savers. A more normal interest rate environment could foster healthier corporate behavior long term.
The insight is that this normalization could lead to better economic functioning. However, the challenges are clear: increased borrowing costs for leveraged corporations and the government, and potential strain on households with variable rate debt.
And the real estate market may cool, impacting property owners and developers. Lastly, communication and fiscal policy. A strength is that clear communication from the BOJ can manage expectations and reduce volatility.
The insight is that fiscal policy can complement monetary tightening to ensure economic stability. The challenges are that ambiguous communication can lead to market overreactions, and Japan's high government debt makes fiscal policy adjustments difficult in a rising rate environment.
This could potentially crowd out essential spending. So, to recap, The Bank of Japan's internal contemplation of extending its rate hiking cycle beyond 0.75% is a significant potential paradigm shift.
It suggests a growing confidence that the tide is turning towards domestically generated inflation and sustainable wage growth, moving Japan away from its deflationary past. This pivot has profound domestic and global implications.
While promising a recalibration of economic incentives, it also presents challenges like increased financing costs for debt-laden entities and the government, alongside potential impacts on households and the real estate market.
Globally, this could unwind yen carry trades, leading to yen appreciation and shifts in capital flows, requiring markets accustomed to cheap Japanese funding to adapt.
The BOJ faces a delicate balancing act, aiming for 2% inflation without stifling recovery or jeopardizing stability. The risks of policy error are substantial, making clear communication paramount for managing expectations and building trust.
The journey towards a normal interest rate environment is complex, but the possibility of Japan finally escaping its deflationary past and embracing a more robust economic future is now more tangible than ever. This cautious step beyond 0.75% marks a crucial new beginning for Japan's economic narrative.